The United Nations is pushing for the release of 16 Ethiopian staff who've been detained by the government in Addis Ababa. UN and humanitarian sources say they were arrested during government raids targeting Tigrayans. 72 drivers for the World Food Programme have also been arrested.
As far as I know, no explanation given to us about why these staff members are detained. There are 16 remaining in detention, and 6 have been released. So that's the breakdown. They come from various UN agencies. They're all national staff. It is imperative that they be released.
Al Jazeera's Mohamed Addo is in Addis Ababa for us. Mohamed, the UN and World Food Programme staff who have been detained, has the government explained why these staff members have been detained? What more do we know?
Well, Hala, yes, we can confirm that they are Tigrayan ethnically, not just the 16 staff members who have been detained in Addis Ababa, but also the more than 70 drivers working for the World Food Programme. The government officials are saying that they have been involved in terrorism, which is a thinly veiled accusation that they've been working with the Tigrayan fighters who are fighting the Ethiopian Defence Forces. There's been a massive swoop, not just in Addis Ababa, but across the country, by Ethiopian police targeting ethnic Tigrayans, and they've been accusing them of just that, terrorism, because the TPLF is considered a terror organization by the government and has been one of the things that has been holding negotiations between the government and the rebels so far. That's all we know right now. What is interesting is that UN workers, in the course of fulfilling their duties, enjoy a certain level of immunity according to international protocols. Why this has not been respected, still no one knows.
Well, Mohamed, what does this mean for the diplomatic efforts to try and bring the two sides in the conflict together? Because this looks like a significant escalation if Tigrayan members of UN staff are being detained. Are both sides willing to negotiate at this stage?
Yes, and we have to point out that the UN workers who've been arrested because of their ethnicity are just a tiny fraction of the hundreds, if not thousands, of others who've been detained and who belong to the Tigray ethnicity. Of course, this is going to have a huge impact. Already, the international community, led by the United States, have been condemning targeting people based on their ethnicity. The diplomatic efforts are still going on despite this. Olusegun Obasanjo, former president of Nigeria, is leading the efforts by the African Union. Olusegun Obasanjo has been to Mekele, where he has met the top leadership of the TPLF. He has also traveled to the Amhara and the Afar regions, where the conflict has spilled over to in recent weeks and where most of the intensive fighting has been going on. Obasanjo believes that there's a small window of opportunity to bring the two parties in the conflict to the negotiating table. He says he will have a plan by the end of the week. Also carrying out a similar but parallel initiative is Jeffrey Feltman, the U.S. Special Envoy to the Horn of Africa. He's back in Addis Ababa just days after leaving for neighboring Kenya. And both the United States and the African Union say they have been talking and comparing notes. And something that gives that a boost is a tweet by the Prime Minister late on Tuesday, when he said that his government was ready to work with Ethiopia's friends to see that Ethiopia goes through what he called the temporary challenges it's going through.
OK, Mohamed Addo, they're reporting live from Addis Ababa for now. Mo, thank you very much indeed.